Good morning, everybody. When you were up there sharing, Brad, one of the things that came to mind is that some of the things that go down that are very uncomfortable, what we got to recognize is that that's not the Lord's doing. I mean, it really is not the Lord's doing. Either it came from our own selves causing a mess, or it came from the enemy trying to kill, steal, and destroy. I mean, I know I got a situation at work that it's really nothing I caused in the sense of things going down. I mean, it's beyond my control. It's beyond all these things. I mean, there's nothing I could do to make this thing work. The computer system, that's not my department. But what happens a lot of times is that the Lord will allow tribulation to happen so that our faith in Him gets increased. Okay, because that's the thing that really matters more than anything in this world. Faith and love, His love, His faith. I mean, that's the thing that matters. Now, what that does, that tribulation sometimes does, that tribulation sometimes can also cause you to actually take a look at where you're at. It can cause you to take a look at how you do things. Some of that tribulation is just caused by our own lack of doing something, or our own doing something the wrong way. Not His way that causes these things to happen. Whatever be the case, though, a lot of times that tribulation causes us to step back, take a look at the situation, examine ourselves, go to the Lord, which is always a plus. You know, what does it say in James? Count it what? All joy when you what? Fall into divers temptations. Okay? And you count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations is so opposite than the natural, it's not even funny. But what happens is that your faith gets strengthened because you look back upon the cross. You look back upon Him. You get your eyes not set on the things of this world, but back on Him. And what happens is your faith gets strengthened. So, you know, I was looking at James 1, I was also looking at Romans in the midst of that. And one of the things is that's always a good thing. Because what are we about doing? His business. His will. Getting on His plan. And sometimes these things that causes us to hit our knees and go before Him are a good thing. Because that causes us and provokes us to get on His will. His plan. Many times we're off trying to do our own thing, or trying to do a thing in our own strength, which that never plays out very well. But what you got when you turn to the Lord, Brad, there is you got a fresh start. Okay, a fresh start that you need. All right, and that gives you a fresh start to start looking at, Lord, how do I handle this situation? Lord, how do I go into this? Lord, what would You have me do from this point forward? See, that's a good thing. That's the place where you should have been already. You know, that's a place where I should have been already. Okay, that's a place where we all should have been already. But praise be to God, and thank You for His grace and mercy once again. Now we know I want to go to Romans 5. In Romans 5 it says, if 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of glory. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. I don't know, I couldn't imagine the amount of times over and 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 over again where there has been a tribulation that comes my way that actually caused me to step back, hit my knees before the Lord, and look upon Him and examine what's been going on, examine where I have been at, and what I've been about. And those tribulations, even though those didn't come from the Lord, yet the Lord yet used them because He's a good, loving Father. Yet the Lord used them, actually caused me to go look at things and examine things and to go forward in a way, in His way, according to His will. And it's been an absolute blessing. An absolute blessing coming out the other side of that thing. Now, going through that, man, I'm telling you what, I am not a happy son of a gun. A lot of times I'm not a happy son of a gun, man. I mean, I am stressed, pissed, all these things. But when I take a step back and I pass through those things, some of the most precious experience and lessons that I have to learn and to take away from that is what I've gained from those experiences. So what can I do but say, praise God, You're awesome. And what happens once again is what His gospel is manifested in my life. His love is shed abroad in my heart. And all I can do is say, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for bringing me through that. Praise You, Lord. The experience, the times with, at work, or the times even through my Paul passing and all these things, was an experience that it was like, oh boy, I'm glad I signed up for this, man. This is awesome. No, man, that wasn't quite the case. I was going, dang, this is some serious stuff. But what came about all that in spite of me is that the Lord yet brought me through every single step of the way. And I didn't even realize it. I mean, that was the whole thing. I didn't even realize it. That was the case that was going on. But when I could take a see and I took a glance at what He was doing in the midst of it. Because I'm telling you right now, I mean, I was in the midst of those situations looking at it going, oh my gosh, man, I am screwing that up yet again. Oh my goodness, oh, Lord forgive me. And I go forward and yet I walk out of that thing. Man, I am screwing up yet again. And I go and I hit my knees with the floor, Lord, repent and get some ground and talk to my discipler and all these things, get going forward, and then walk out of that thing going, man, yet I am screwing up yet again. Man. And then all said and done, the Lord yet, when He showed me these things and I was looking back, is the Lord yet every step of the way was with me, was with my stepfather, was through the whole thing there. And everything that happened, every turn of event happened in due time. It was the perfect time for each step to come about. It was the perfect time. And what can I say then? Praise God. Praise God. Yet, see, that's a place where we can draw that experience from. that it talks about right here in Romans. That's a place where we can draw that experience. And I can have an experience, yeah, and a confidence in Jesus Christ and what He's able to do, what He's able to perform, and the grace that He has given to me through the midst of each situation that I've gone through. Because it necessarily has not always been, let me put it this way, fun. It's definitely been real. And when His love shined bright and His gospel was manifested, all I could say is praise God. Just praise God. You know, that's why Paul can glory in tribulations. See, that's exactly why Paul can glory in tribulations, because he knows and has the confidence and experience of just how big the Lord is and what He is able to perform. And Paul grew from that confidence. Paul grew, and I'm talking about the Apostle Paul, Paul grew from that experience and grew from that confidence. And you can see and you can read in Acts and time over and over and over again, he goes, Spirit says, has a vision, go here. Goes here, gets beat and put in prison. Now you talk about glory and tribulation, there is Paul and Silas at the end of the at the bottom of the uttermost part of the prison, singing and praising God. Okay, what happens? The chains fall off, the doors open up, and then the vision of the man that he saw was actually that doorkeeper that he ministered the gospel of Jesus Christ to. And what happened through all that? Not a prisoner left. The guy that the Spirit where he told him to go see, the guy he ministered unto, and the Lord's will got accomplished right in the midst of that. Right in the midst of that. And you can see that situation that was meant to what? Kill, steal, and destroy was one of a situation where the Lord's gospel got magnified. Right? Shipwrecked. He gets shipwrecked on a boat. And where does he go? And he goes to this island. He goes to this island where there's a bunch of tribe people there. They're going, man, this guy must be, and the tribesmen kind of give him some resources there. They have a fire viper comes out and bites Paul. They're like, oh man, God must hate this guy here, man. I mean, he's doomed to die. He must have did something bad for this thing to happen. Then he realizes he's not affected by it one bit. What happens is then they're like, oh man, he must be a god, you know. And Paul goes, no, let me tell you about Jesus Christ. And then he goes and he heals some of the people that are sick right there in the village. Once again, the gospel gets magnified. I'm telling you, shipwreck, bitten by a snake. I mean, these things in the midst of all of that thing, man, you're not looking at a thing with a carnal mind and going, praise God, I'm telling you that can't happen. But in Him, you can. But in Him, you can. And you can just see where the Lord was with Paul through the midst of all those things. And who reigned victorious and successful in the midst of that? Well, Jesus Christ, but also His servant Paul. Also His servant Paul. So I share this with you is because when you're about looking upon Him, we have James, count it all what? Joy when you fall in the divers temptations. Whether it's been you going the wrong direction and you now it became a mess where you actually get you to stop and take a look at what you've been doing and causing this mess and causing you to turn around and repent. Well, praise God because your eyes get back upon Him. Or rather it be just a situation where the enemy is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. And yet the Lord just flips that messed up situation upside down and His gospel gets manifested and His love for you gets shed abroad in your heart. Well, then what do we say then? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And it might be just something just as big as just to minister unto somebody else that the Lord used. See, folks, these things aren't a bad thing. Because of our Lord and Savior is so good. So good. And we can yet trust Him. And we can yet look to Him. Whatever the case may be, if it gets you to turn around and to look to Jesus Christ, then praise God. Because that is the only thing that can save you. Is Him. What He has done. And whatever causes you to look at Him in the gospel, that you may grab a hold of it and get redirected towards Him. It's just a praise God and a win-win. Either way. Either way. One of the confidence of that experience and that experience hope and hope maketh not ashamed, that's where we can have hope. And the most dreadful of situations. See, that's where we can have yet hope. See, that's where Paul can yet have hope. Praise God in the uttermost part of the prison. That's where you can have hope in the midst of whatever situation you're going through. Whatever the thing you're battling. Whether it be something on the outside, the enemy coming to kill, steal, and destroy, or just your own stinking old man that you're plagued with, that you allow yourself to be plagued with. Yet you can have hope in Him because He's far bigger than all those things. Now all we need to do is yet just turn to Him, be about Him and His business. And I'm done.